Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. You know, I know Sony does make a really good camera, you know, but I know that making the transition from film to digital, you know, some of the old axioms don't apply. You know, I mean, Canon and Nikon were like the big boys. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're going to take over. I'm sure whatever Nikon's doing is great, but, you know, and Canon as well, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to transfer over to the digital world and still be the reigning champ. So that's where you would think Sony would have a significant advantage. But I don't know, what are we talking? The 6,000 you're talking about still sounds expensive to me. You know, I'm looking for a bargain. I'm looking for like a 4 generations old or something, you know? I don't know.
I think brand new, the A6000 is, I don't know, $600. And I think in the used market, they're like $350. So they're still pretty expensive, you know, but it's nothing compared to, you know, the full frame or even some of their new 6000 series stuff.